p.m. here today, 97 Saturday, 93 on Sunday. Summertime is typically a time for community service projects involving local churches. First Church of the Nazarene, we'll be talking about that during KVUE's Talk of Emporia later this month, and we'll be doing that as well here this morning as Sacred Heart Church has brought in prayer and action to have community service projects available. Allie Johnson joining us right now on the KVUE Sutherland studio line.
Allie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing all right. Thanks for joining us here today. What is, the prayer and action mission for folks that are just learning about this?
Of course. So we're a service ministry team that provides our teens a unique opportunity to grow in their relationship with God and His church while serving others in Northeast Kansas. And this summer, we happen to be local here in Emporia, Kansas.
How many folks do you have here on the team here that's, I guess, having its hub at Sacred Heart?
We have 8 staff members.
Okay.
And what community service projects are you going to be involved with?
Recently, we have been painting and doing some yard work. Anything that you really need help with, cleaning out your garage maybe, or even your house, we're more than willing to do.
Gotcha. How many people have you already served, and how can people possibly get involved and maybe submit a community service project for you guys to work on?
Of course. So we've actually served over 30 people already, which is very beautiful. And you can contact Sacred Heart Parish, and they will give you some information and probably even an application, and you can fill that application out, and then one of our staff members will reach out to you.
So how long has Prayer in Action been here in Emporia, Allie?
So we've been here for over 5 weeks, and we have one more week next week.
Okay. How many slots do you got left, I guess, at this point in time? Because I think there's a lot of folks who had their ears perked up by this.
Of course. We can honestly make a lot to work because we have a big group coming in next week. So I'm sure if it's the Lord's calling, we will be able to help you.
So, Allie, how did you get involved with Prayer in Action?
Of course. So I was actually a camper all 4 years of high school. And so when I was asked over the winter break this summer, I was asked to, bring my knowledge and, I guess you could say, loving heart here to Emporia. And, of course, I had to say yes because I've just enjoyed being here and serving other people.
I'm assuming that's pretty much a similar story here for the other members of your team?
Yes.
Allie, let's talk really quickly, too, about, I guess, maybe how you've had help this summer, maybe with other partners, and, talk about some of the people some of the projects that you've already worked on, some of the people that you've helped.
Mm-hmm. So we've helped, obviously, a lot of people, and our first couple of weeks, we helped Joy Morgan, and, of course, she's such a joy. The kids absolutely loved her, and she had a wonderful story to tell the kids. We helped clean out her garage, paint some things. We moved some rocks for her, and her house looks even more beautiful than that it already was. And then recently we've helped Mary Shepherd, and we've worked on her little farmland the kids have, and we helped move rock again, plant some things, and move some dirt for her.
Okay. Really quickly, Allie, before we talk about, again, just kind of reminding folks to reach out to Sacred Heart to get something set up, what do people need to know about, A, the application process, and B, what type of help they need to have on site for you just, once something is approved?
Of course. So the application process is just a paper, and it's simple. It's just asking for your information and what you need done. And then we'll, as staff, we'll base that off of how much time we have and if we have, obviously, the tools and the kids to do it. Obviously, there's some certain projects, like we can't build a house or anything like that. but the application's pretty easy, and we'll just go from there on that part.
Okay. Sounds
good. Contact Sacred Heart Church if you have a project that needs attention. Prayer and Action. They will be there to help. Well, Allie, thanks for all you do, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Allie.